Hello and welcome to the Why Behind the What. My name is Nathan Albert, and as always, I am so glad you are listening to this podcast today. It's a new day. It's a different day than this podcast normally comes out. Friends, every day this week has been a really long year or two. Am I right? Oh, we are in an interesting age, a scary moment in our history, one that is already a great interruption and disruption, and I think one that will forever leave its mark on our world, on our lives, and on our memories. Things are going to look different for a while. I attended church virtually. I do my job virtually. I provide pastoral care virtually. I led a prayer service today for our campus employees and staff and students virtually. It's been different, yet at the same time, surprisingly rewarding. And I think if you are in a similar spot, you're adapting, you're improvising, and hopefully all of us are able to find some sense of beauty amidst this, well, the tragedy of it all. I wanted to share a brief reflection with you. I've actually pre-recorded about 10 episodes for this coming season of the podcast. I already have them scheduled. They're ready to be published. Look at me, overly productive. But I thought it was important to squeeze in an additional episode into the flow and just respond to some of the things going on. The last episode I did was on breath prayer. And I actually think this is so essential as this pandemic is unfolding in our world. I don't know about you, but I am doing my best not to absolutely panic almost daily. And it's been the breath prayer, breathing, as well as meditation that has really been anchoring me and giving me moments of calm. So if you haven't listened to that episode, episode 4 on breath prayer, I do encourage you to do so. It's simple, it's short, but it has brought us really, it could be a really good tool for us. And in the coming episodes as well, I'll discuss a handful of practices that I think, again, even though they were pre-recorded, I think they're going to become very important and even essential for our emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being as we practice social distancing and keeping ourselves secluded for a little bit and deal with whatever this pandemic brings our way. I've actually found myself pretty nervous to get online every morning. I've been weary about what news would come out or how many new cases or some breaking news that I was going to read that would affect all of us and then send me into a swirling moment of anxiety. And every minute, it seems like there's a new development. Every minute, more drastic decisions have to be made that should have probably been made a week prior. And every minute, if I'm not careful, I can get lost in the panic. Not even a week ago, which to me feels like about 12 years ago, I was sitting in front of my computer trying to take in all this news that is literally unfolding by the minute before our eyes. And there were travel suspensions, and the economy was tanking in real time, and the NBA and NCAA were suspending seasons, and hundreds of schools and universities were closing, and classes were moving online, and concerns about our elders' health and safety, and some friends around the country are in quarantine while others seem to not think this is a big deal yet. And we have an administration who seems almost like they don't even care about what's going on or completely incompetent to handle any of this crisis. And so as I sit there switching from social media to the New York Times to Gmail back and forth to read the latest news, I sense this panic and anxiety brewing in my soul, like this heaviness, butterflies feeling in my chest. Felt myself becoming overwhelmed. Noticed I felt paralyzed by what I should be doing to prepare. It was as if my anxiety was increasing by the minute. I felt it in my chest. My face was flush. And then I took a walk. Now, it wasn't an intentional walk. It wasn't a way of self-care, mind you. I'm not that wise. I just needed to walk home for the day, and I only live about 4 minutes, a four-minute walk away, so I had to walk home. But the walk actually changed a few things for me. As I was walking home, a bird was chirping so loud it was all I could hear. I walked past a dog playing in its owner's backyard. A squirrel was running around the neighborhood as if it was playing a game of tag. The sky was this perfect shade of blue with just the right amount of gorgeous sprinkled white clouds across the sky. The temperature was perfect, the breeze was refreshing, and for this moment, just a moment, I felt as if everything was okay. The anxiety subsided, I didn't feel paralyzed, I could slowly and deeply breathe, and for a moment I thought everything was going to be okay, even if things would get worse. And so in light of living in this tension and anxiety of the unknown, my encouragement to you and to me is to breathe and to take a walk and become mindful of the world around you. I know it might sound trite or too simple or unrealistic, but I think it works, even if it's only for a minute. This has the power to snap us out of our anxiety and into a sense of calm. And we all need glimpses of calm once in a while, especially now, maybe even multiple times a day. Did you know that looking at a tree for 1 minute has been proven to lower your blood pressure and heartbeat? So here's another encouragement. Go if you can and find a tree and stare at it for a while. Sounds silly, but it works. Deep, intentional breathing, as we talked about in the podcast, in the previous podcast episode, it's been proven to lower your blood pressure, calm your anxiety, bring you back to the present moment. It slows down the endless thoughts that are often swirling around in our minds. It's also been proven, check this out, when an entire group of people breathe together, such as a choir, right? Their heartbeats actually sync together. Isn't that crazy? I mean, this is the power of breathing. And so deep breathing, the breath prayer, meditation, looking at trees, going for a walk, self-care during this time, washing our hands. They're good for our physical and emotional well-being, but they're also essential for our spiritual well-being. My hope is that during this tumultuous time, you find practices like this that anchor you, that center you, that calm you, and connect you with God. So be safe, be well, and through all of this, may we have peace, may we have calm, and may we have happiness.